produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
This program is brought to you by River of Heaven Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-929-477-2324. Again, that's 1-929-477-2324.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome. Welcome. We welcome you. We welcome you to the presence of God here on Leaders of Legacy Radio. We just welcome you to come on in and just join in the presence of our Lord and Savior and just lift up the name of Jesus. And it's just an honor to be tuning in with you today. This is your host, Minister Mel. I'm just here just basking in the Lord's presence, just so grateful for all that God is doing, for all that He is, and just for being called for such a time as this. It's such a joy, such an overwhelming expectation in my spirit, just such a gladness that rises within me just when I look back and I think of all that the Lord has done. I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful, and I'm grateful for everyone under the sound of my voice that just makes the decision to just get on and listen to the radio network and Finding My Way Radio, and you know, just the privilege that we have just to share the gospel across the sound waves and, you know, across the internet and across nations and countries, and just to share the truth and love of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's such a privilege, and I'm just so grateful. And as I just sit here and I just think, I just praise the Lord for it. And I praise the Lord for all of you that join us. And I'm just asking God today to just bless this segment and to bless the portion of the word that I'll be speaking from out of Mark today, Mark chapter 10, and to just bless us. So, Father God, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we have ears to hear, Lord, today what the Spirit is saying. We bless your word, Lord Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to open the eyes of our understanding, Lord, to open our hearts, Lord, to receive your word, Lord. We bless your word, Lord. We thank you for your word, that your word, Lord, it's the only thing that doesn't return void, Lord Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, that your word, Lord, will accomplish everything that it's sent out to do, Lord Jesus. So we just bless your word. We bless the truth, Lord, today, Lord. We bless, Lord, everyone that's tuning in, everyone that will hear, Lord, on the replay, Lord. We bless them, oh God. And we thank you, Lord, that our hearts are ready to receive your truth and your word, Lord Jesus. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. So we're going to be reading out of Mark chapter 10 today. And we're going to read up until, I believe, maybe about verse 40. So, amen. It says, Jesus predicts his death a third time. So it's Mark chapter 10, starting in verse 32. They were on their way up to Jerusalem with Jesus leading the way, and the disciples were astonished, while those who followed were afraid. Again, he took the 12 aside and told them what was going to happen. "We are going up to Jerusalem," he said, "and the Son of Man will be delivered over to the chief priest and the teachers of the law. They will condemn him to death and will hand him over to the Gentiles, who will mock him and spit on him, flog him and kill him. 3 days later, he will rise." 3 days later, he will rise. Then James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to him. "Teacher," they said, "we want you to do for us whatever we ask." "What do you want me to do for you?" he asked. They replied, "Let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left in your glory." "You don't know what you are asking," Jesus said. "Can you drink the cup I drink or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" "We can," they answered. Jesus said to them, "You will drink the cup I drink and be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with, but to sit at my right or left is not for me to grant. These places belong to those for whom they have been prepared." When the 10 heard about this, they became indignant with James and John. Jesus called them together and said, "You know that those who are regarded as rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their high officials exercise authority over them. Not so with you. Instead, whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." But to give his life as a ransom for many. My God, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So in verse 45, we see he gave his life as the ransom price for many. The debt we could never repay. Redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He bridged the gap for us to be redeemed once again to the Father, to heaven. Come on, this candy-coated way of thinking that everyone goes to heaven, that is being proclaimed out there, is just not it. Like, let's be serious. It's just not it. If it was that easy, why the need for a Savior? Why would Jesus have needed to go to the cross then? If it was that easy that when everybody dies, they just die and go to heaven, why would we have needed Jesus' precious blood, Jesus' atonement to on the cross for us? Why would we need that then? You know, John 14:6 says, Jesus explained, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. No one comes next to the Father except through union with me. To know me is to know my Father too. So to know Jesus is to know the Father. To know the Father is to know the Holy Spirit. To know one is to know the other, because you can't have one without the other. It's the three in one. It's the Holy Trinity. They all serve a purpose. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, it endues us with power. He indwells us with power, the living power within us. Jesus, our Savior, our Comforter. You know, He's our teacher. He teaches us. You know, He's the way. He's the truth. Jesus, He's with us every step of the way. The Father, He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere we are. He is. You know, the Father's love towards us. The three in one is the Godhead. We need them all. They all play a specific role, yet they're all one. They're all one. Amen. Verse 38 through 39. Excuse me. His baptism into death we partake of, to daily pick up our cross and follow him. Daily picking up our cross and following him. What does that mean? What does that mean? To pick up our cross and daily follow him, to die to our flesh, to die to the desires of the world, to die to the things that captivate us here and now in this earthly body, in this earthly vessel. We need to die each and every day to those desires and to those things, and pick up our cross and walk in a way that is pleasing unto the Lord. Walk in a way that magnifies his name. Walk in a way that brings him glory. Amen. Luke 9:23. Jesus said to all of his followers, if you truly desire to be my disciple, you must disown your life completely. Embrace my cross as your own and surrender to my ways. That's what it means to be baptized into the death and partake of it with him. Do our lives continuously nail him to the cross over and over? Have we abandoned our first love to glory and our own gain? This life was never promised to be easy. Nothing worthwhile comes easy. But have we taken up the desires of this world over laying down our lives and picking up our cross daily to follow and become more like Jesus? Have we allowed the desires and our flesh to get in the way of what it truly means to pick up our cross, what it truly means to die daily and walk and partake in his death and suffering? Because we're called to kill our flesh each and every day. We're called to that. We are called to that. Galatians 2:20 says, it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. Can people see him living in you? Can people hear him living in you? Can people witness the living God pouring out of you day by day in your daily life? Is it you that they see, or is it Christ in you? Is it Christ in you? Our old identity has been co-crucified with Christ and no longer lives. And now the essence of this new life is no longer mine. For the Anointed One lives his life through me. We live in union as one. My new life is empowered by the faith of the Son of God, who loves me so much that he gave himself for me, dispensing his life into mine. Dispensing his life into mine. So that is why I don't view God's grace as something peripheral. For if keeping the law could release God's righteousness to us, then Christ would have died for nothing. We are no longer bound by the law. The grace of God came through the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, so we can boldly enter in into the Father. Into the throne of grace, we can come before the Father and cry out. That's why our spirits cry out day and night. We yearn for him. There will always be a void in our lives that it can only be filled by the presence of Jesus. It can only be filled by the love and passion of Jesus Christ. Oh, I encourage you to find that, to seek that, to allow the Lord to fill that void, because nothing else will do. Listen under the sound of my voice. Nothing else will do. Not another car, not another wife, not another husband, not another baby, not another raise or best paying a job, not another travel outside of the country or to the nicest island, not a new dress, a new purse. None of those things will do. Nothing will fill the void in your life like the love of Jesus Christ. So find that. Allow him to fill the voids. It's not in the do's or don'ts of life. It's not in the traditions of man, like the eating of meats or smearing of ashes on our heads, like some would think, for instance, no meat today, only fish. This does not make you holy or in right standing with God. These are religious practices, religious traditions. Religion will not save you. Tradition will not save you. It's this right here, this cross that Jesus endured, this cross, Jesus who hung on this cross, his precious blood poured out. He traded his life to save us from death. My God, he traded his life to save us from death. His life he laid down willingly. No one took his life from him, but he laid it down, submitting to the Father's will. He submitted to the Father's will for you and I. You and I were on his mind when he was on the cross. It was you and I that was on his mind. His love, grasp this, the greatest image of love is not a heart. It's not a heart. It's the cross. It's the cross of Jesus Christ. It's the cross that he bore. It's the cross that he carried. It's the cross that they nailed him to for you and I to be saved, for you and I to be redeemed, for our families to be reconciled to the Father's love, to the Father's heart. It's the cross of Calvary, y'all. It's the cross. The greatest example of love is the cross. The cross of Jesus. Love. It was love that nailed him to that cross. The love for you. The love for me. The love for the world. The love for the world. John 15:13 says this. No greater love. For the greatest love of all is a love that sacrifices all. And this great love is demonstrated when a person sacrifices his life for his friends. Jesus calls us friends. Are you a friend of God or are you a friend of the world? A friend of the world is enemy with God. We can't be friends of the world and proclaim that we love the Lord. We just can't. It just doesn't mix. It doesn't mix. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. Being lovers of this world, it brings enmity with God. We are called to be friends of God. He calls us friends. John 3:16 says, For here is the way God loved the world. He gave his only unique son as a gift. So now everyone who believes in him will never perish, but experience everlasting life. Think about it. Think about it. When we leave this earth, when our name is called and our number is pulled, and we leave this earth, where will you go? Where will you go? Our soul will go somewhere. Our soul will go somewhere. There's an eternity. There's an eternity with a perfect rest or an evil torment. Where will you end up? Where will you go? What does your life reflect now? If he would come at this moment, where would you end up? God, help us, God. Father, help us. Help us, Father, to receive the love that you so freely gave, the price that Jesus poured out. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You would kill every desire in us, Jesus, that doesn't align with your perfect will. Because it's so easy, Lord, to get caught up. It's so easy to get caught up. We know that the spirit is willing, but the flesh is so weak. The flesh is so weak. And it always wants to give in. It always wants to give in. The spirit needs to rise. The spirit needs to rise. The life, death, and resurrection of Jesus was not an accident or just some historical fiction written in a book. It was full of purpose for God's glory and our salvation. And if that doesn't bring you to tears, do you really know him? Do you really know him? Do you know him in the power of his death, resurrection, and the life that he lived so that you and I would have an example to follow? That life he lived, and then the death that he bore for us. The death he bore for us so that we can be free. And then he rose again. He rose again to give us that hope so that we would journey, through this faith with a map, with a hope, with a faith that endures, a faith that perseveres. He's given us everything that we need pertaining to life and godliness. Yet we still choose the things of this world over him. This cannot be, especially in this hour. Church, listen, in this hour, it cannot be, because the enemy is not playing fair. So we, as the body of Christ, need to rise to a higher standard. We need to rise to a higher standard and seek him while he may still be found. My God, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Never before or since then has more been lost and gained at the same time. Hell lost its grip and its keys to its hold on us. We gain direct access to the Father through the atoning bloodshed sacrifice of Jesus. No longer does anyone need to enter in for us, to pledge for us, but the veil has been torn. We can enter the Holy of Holies ourselves and come to him. We have direct access. Matthew 27:51 says, at that moment, the veil in the Holy of Holies was torn in two from the top to the bottom. The earth shook violently. Rocks were violently split apart. Jesus is our compassionate high priest. There is nothing you nor I have faced that he himself has not faced. Nothing. Nothing. He ascended and descended and took the keys. He took the keys of death and the grave and took back everything. Everything. And that same power is ours today. That same power is ours today. Walk in it. Walk in it. Walk in it. Hear me. Walk in it. Walk in it. The enemy trembles. The enemy fears those that know their position, those that know their authority, those that know their place, those that know that they've been called by him to walk out in authority and purpose and fulfill the plan and destiny. The enemy fears those that know who they are in him. Walk it out today with fear and trembling, a reverent fear of the Lord. Hebrews 4:14 through 16 says, "So then, we must cling in faith to all we know to be true." This word is true, y'all. It is true. For we have a magnificent King Priest, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who rose into the heavenly realm for us and now sympathizes with us in our frailty. Excuse me. He understands humanity. For as a man, our magnificent King Priest was tempted in every way, just as we are, and conquered sin. So now we draw near freely and boldly to where grace is enthroned, to receive mercy's kiss and discover the grace we urgently need to strengthen us in our time of weakness. Jesus, on that cross, the only good thing that came about from the traditions and from the formalities that man has made it and calls it, the only good thing was he had you and I in mind. That's it. He did it for us with our flaws, with our imperfections, with all of our foolish ways. He still chose to fulfill the purpose to which he was created for. His purpose. He was created to walk out a purpose, to bridge the gap for us. Redemption. Through the misunderstandings, through the betrayals, through the accusations, through the tiredness and exhaustion, through the blood, sweat, and tears. Through the beatings, the mocking, the name calling, through some disciples walking away and denying him, through it all, he loved us enough to continue on, to walk with his cross, knowing death awaited him. He cried out, "It is finished," not in defeat, but in victory. In a victorious cry, my Jesus surrendered his life willingly so that we could be free. Sitting here today, listening to this broadcast, receiving this word, he walked it out on purpose, with you and I in mind. And how many times do we go astray? How many times do we walk away? How many times do we fall short and not take into consideration the great sacrifice that he made? Forgive us, Lord. Forgive us, Lord. He could have walked away. He could have gave up. He could have said no. He could have been too tired. He could have been exhausted. He could have turned away. And he didn't. He didn't. He pressed through. He did what the Father called him to. And that is what he's calling us to today. That is what the Father is stirring our hearts to in this moment. To come up higher, to come up closer, to go in deeper, to dig in deeper, to tap away with him, to tuck away in that secret place, to hide away, to come away with him. That is what he desires in this hour. To sneak away, to fall more in love with him in the secret and quiet place. Because it was love. It was his love for us that he endured the death on the cross. And today, where is our love for him? Where is our love for him today? Think about that for a moment. Close your eyes for a moment and just think about that. Where is your love for him today? Where does it rest? In what he can do for you? In how much he can bless you? When it doesn't go your way, you decide that you're not going to hang on today and you're going to pick things up in your own strength and do it your own way. When things are not working out as you thought they should, you're just gonna put Jesus on the back burner. These things can no longer be. They will no longer do for the new season, for the new glory that awaits us to enter in. The new glory will require a new wineskin. The new glory will require a greater depth of consecration. The new glory is going to require a greater sacrifice of sanctification. It's going to require so much more than what we're used to giving to receive it all. And I just weep. I weep in sharing this message. I weep, one, because my love and adoration for him, it just runs so deep. It runs so deep. And I just love him. I love him so much. I love him so much. And I'm so grateful. I'm just so grateful. Two, I can feel his heart. I can feel his heart for his people. The love that he has for us is so immense. And I can also feel the rejection from the people for our Lord. And so all around, it's like, you know, it's a bittersweet. That's the only word I can use to describe it. It's a bittersweet feeling. It's a bittersweet, you know, a place to be when the Lord has entrusted you to, you know, feel such things, to pray about such things, to teach about such things where, you know, you can be so transparent and feel them and speak from such a deep place that, you know, my prayer is that the anointing on it would reach into your homes, into your hearts, into to your spirits and spark a fire and stir something inside of you just to press deeper and press deeper. Because there's such an urgency. There's such an urgency in my spirit. There is such an urgency. There's such an urgency for the church to just get it, to get him while he can still be found. While he can still be found. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Lord, for your truth. I thank you, Lord, that your word is the only thing that doesn't return void, Lord.
I thank you that it was your love for us, Lord Jesus, that stretches across the expanse of the sky, across the depths of the ocean, Lord. Your love is far, is wide, is deep, Lord. Your ways are higher, your ways are greater, Lord. We can't even comprehend, Lord. We can't even put into words, oh God, what we feel, Lord, what I feel and sense right now, Lord. It's hard to even put into words, Lord. But I pray, oh God, for each and every one, Lord, under the sound of my voice, Lord, that the Spirit, Lord, would break through, Lord, on the sound waves, oh God, and bring about such a conviction, bring about such a stirring, Lord, in their spirits, oh God, in their souls, that their emotions, Lord, would align, that their feelings, oh God, would align with heaven, oh God, that their hearts, mind, soul, will, and emotions, oh God, would align with heaven's will, with heaven's purpose, oh God, that full alignment, Lord, would come into their lives, homes, and families, oh God, that freedom and deliverance, Lord, would come, Father God, and your people, oh God, would walk out in a new glory, in a greater glory, in a greater understanding, Lord Jesus, of the glory that you have for us to enter in, and the great awakening, Lord, that you are desiring to pour out, oh God. May we not miss a thing, Lord Jesus. May we not miss a drop of the glory that you're going to pour out, Lord. May we be vessels, Lord, vessels of honor, that steward, Lord, that steward what you give us, Lord. May we be good stewards, Lord, of what you've put in our hands, of what you entrusted of us with. When we hear the truth, oh God, may our spirits leap with joy, oh God. When we hear the truth, oh God, may we run with it, Lord, and live it out, oh God. May we be a people, oh God, that edify your kingdom, that edify your name and bring your name glory, Jesus. May we be a people, Lord, that live and walk in faith, oh God, and step out into the unknown, oh God, and share it, oh God. May we be a people, Lord, that signs and wonders and miracles, oh God, follow, but not that we chase after them, oh God, but your word says, oh God, that they will follow us, oh God. May we be a people, Lord, that live in the supernatural, oh God. Not the superficial, Jesus. Not the counterfeit, Lord. Give us discernment, oh God, like never before, God. Give us discernment, Lord, like never before, oh God. Where we be able, oh God, to spy out the enemy, oh God, and call him out, oh God. Where we would see him, Lord, coming, oh God, from miles away, oh God. Expose, Lord, the plans and tactics, oh God, of the enemy, oh God. And prepare your people, oh God. Prepare your people, oh God, to withstand, oh God. To withstand, oh God, the fiery darts, oh God, that may come our way, oh God. But because we're girded in truth, we're girded in your word, we're rooted in you, Lord Jesus, we'd be able to withstand anything that comes our way, Lord. I thank you that daily, Lord, we pick up our cross. Daily, Lord, we walk in the anointing, oh God. We walk in the fire, Lord. We walk in the authority, Lord, that you've given us, oh God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for it, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord, for being so good. For being so good to us, Lord. Even when we don't deserve it, Lord. You're so good. You are so good to us, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Bring about healing, God. Healing over our bodies. Healing over our minds, oh God. Healing, Lord, over infirmity, oh God. I bind the spirit of infirmity, oh God, that tries to attach itself to your people, oh God. I bind it right now in Jesus' name. And I loosen the healing of the Lord, oh God, to go forth, oh God, to go forth. Go forth in the camps. Go forth in the homes. Go forth, oh God, in the forest. Go forth, oh God. Oh God, go forth in the villages, oh God. Go forth. Go forth in the churches, oh God. Go forth in our communities, oh God. Go forth like only you can. Spirit of the living God, be loosened upon the earth. Be loosened upon the earth like never before. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that times of refreshing come from people, Lord, that stand in repentance, oh God. And we stand, Lord, in repentance. We live, God, from a place of repentance, Lord. For we know, God. We know, oh God, that we don't always get it right, God. We don't always get it right, Lord. We're an imperfect people, Lord. Loved by a perfect Savior. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, Lord, with all of our flaws, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We just bless you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. Get the glory, Lord. Get the glory, Jesus. Get the glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that it was love on the cross for us that kept you there, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your love, Lord, that came, Lord, for a sinner like me to set us all free, Lord Jesus. We bless you. We thank you. We love you, Lord. I bless everyone, Lord. I bless them, Lord. Bless everyone, Lord, that tuned in this broadcast, Lord. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them in Jesus' name. Thank you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us. I pray that the Lord keep you. The Lord bless you. The Lord make his face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord just move in favor over your life and provide for your every need. The Lord his glory be your rear guard. And in all that you do, may it prosper. May it prosper. And may you just draw closer to him. May you draw closer to him. As we leave this line, but never his presence. Never his presence. May you just continue to abide with him and love on him. And until we meet again, we just ask that if you have any prayer request or any anything that you want to share, that you would just email us at enthronedimagelol@yahoo.com. That you would just share your feedback and, you know, a word of encouragement, whatever it may be. But most of all, we just covet your prayers. Covet your prayers. Cover the leaders of Legacy Ministry, the street ministry, as we go out and to the streets and to the prisons. And just continue to be who God called us to be and do what God called us to do. We just covet your prayers and ask that you just continue to pray for us as we continue to pray for you. We continue to pray for all of our listeners, all of our supporters. We love you. We couldn't do it without you. We couldn't do this without you. So we thank you for helping the kingdom grow and expanding the kingdom for a greater glory, for something greater than we can ever imagine. We just bless you. And until next time, God keep you. God keep you. God flourish you. We bless you, brothers and sisters. Be blessed abundantly. And we will see you guys soon. Grace and peace be with you all. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, be blessed. Amen and amen.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.